Kids say some pretty silly stuff. We could all use a little bit of silliness in our lives. I've been writing down some of the goofy, curious, and outrageous things my kids have been saying over the years. Each month, we'll analyze what they said and produce an original song based on their words. I'm Kevin, and these are songs my kids wrote. Hello and welcome to episode 10 of Songs My Kids Wrote. Today I am here with
Bennett.
And today on Songs My Kids Wrote, we are going to be creating an original song based on something that Bennett said on December 10th, 2015, when he was 5 years old. Bennett, what did you say on that day?
You smell like blueberries. Muffins.
You smell like blueberries. And then I wrote in here an ellipsis, which is the three dots, in case you didn't know. And then muffins. So it seems like you said you smell like blueberries, and then you paused, and then you said muffins. Well, Bennett, what do you think? Any idea what might have been going on that you would have said you smell like blueberries, muffins?
I don't know. Maybe it was just something random I said, which seems normal.
You think it was just something random? Now, why would someone smell like blueberries if he or she wasn't picking blueberries, making blueberry muffins, eating blueberries? What would make you think that? Is there anything else that smells like blueberries? Muffins?
Maybe a candle?
Perhaps a candle? A blueberry candle? I don't know. Anything else?
No.
Okay, well, what are you thinking for this song? Because you picked this line, you smell like blueberries, muffins. What, do you have an idea for a feel of the song, a tempo, any sort of idea of what type of story you might be telling in the song?
No.
No. All right. Well, that seems to be a pattern lately on Songs My Kids Wrote. But that's okay. You've got that creative brain of yours. We've got our trusty notepad of paper. And I think maybe it's a good time for you to think about what ideas you want to put together for You Smell Like Blueberries Muffins. You could talk about different smells that are around the house or in your life, around the world. You could talk about things specific to different types of fruit or other baked goods, such as muffins. Well, I can tell you, your last song, There Are a Lot of Potties in Florida. We're definitely on a different trajectory here compared to singing about potties in Florida. And now we're talking about blueberries, muffins. I guess we'll see what happens. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. Bennett just sat here for several minutes while I worked on guitar scales. Never tried guitar scales before, so that was fun. Got my C major and my A something or other. A minor open position. All right, Bennett, so what'd you do here for your writing session?
I wrote like maybe a 10-sentence story, I don't know.
A 10-sentence story, okay.
Probably isn't. I'm not very good at adding my periods where they get we're supposed to go.
All right, what do you have?
Here goes the story. So I'm going to get some blueberries, and then we get in the car. But then when we get there to the blueberry picking place.
That's the official name?
Yes.
The blueberry picking place?
And then Limited? I realize it's December.
Mm.
So then we go back home And then we go to one of Mommy's great things. We look for blueberries, but there are none. But Mommy got a blueberry candle. And then we go home, and then Mommy lights the candle, and then she goes to make muffins. Once the muffins were almost done, the candle really started to make a scent. So I was like to Darren and Daddy, "You smell like blueberries." And then Mommy finished the muffins, and then I screamed, "Muffins."
You go to pick blueberries.
Yeah.
Realize it's December.
Yeah.
We go home.
Yeah.
But then we go to, and you said, one of Mommy's great places. What does that mean for the listeners who don't understand the terminology used in our household?
So, when we say Mommy's great things, like, say, one of Mommy's great things, the actual thing we're mentioning here is Giant. And since Mommy goes to Giant probably, like, maybe two or three times a week, and we call it her great giant, and we like to call a lot of her stuff her great giant, her great things, mm-hmm. because it's just something weird we do in this house. But
and Bennett has Bennett's great Netflix, Bennett's great YouTube.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't really use Netflix that much.
Okay. Well, Bennett's great YouTube is definitely one of them, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do I have any great things?
Daddy's great host of songs my kids wrote.
Okay. Is that all?
Daddy's great drums.
Uh-huh.
Daddy's great guitar.
Uh-huh. Daddy's well, great, not so great at guitar.
Daddy's great bass or whatever that is.
Not so great at bass either, but thank you. And then start to make the muffins with the blueberries that she got at her special great store giant. Also a candle. Then while you're making the muffins, the candle starts to smell. And then you exclaim, you smell like blueberries. Then the muffins are finished and you scream, muffins.
I just not realize this thing, the story doesn't make any sense because there wasn't any blueberries there.
Mm.
But then I realize again that we already have blueberries at our house.
Oh, I see. So we went to pick blueberries, even though we had blueberries at home.
Well, none of us even knew because it was behind, like, maybe like a milk container or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, blueberries are known to hide behind milk containers.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess now that we have an idea of what the story is going to be, it's time to kind of split it up into stanzas. Do you know what a stanza is?
No, like a sentence or a...
Yeah, it's sort of like a musical sentence. Mary had a little lamb, his fleece was white as snow. That's a stanza. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. That's a stanza. And together they make up a line or a verse. So we're going to have to come up with some stanzas for this song. You smell like blueberries. Muffins. We'll be back. It's on one. And some muffin mix. Four. We went to count it out.
We want to pick some blueberries, but then there.
Don't pause. Okay, it keeps going. We went to pick some. Somebody went to pick some blueberries.
We went to pick some blueberries, but they weren't there because it was December. So we
went. Well, Bennett, we are all done with You Smell Like Blueberries Muffins. What do you think?
Blueberries.
Muffins? What was your favorite part?
The beginning part.
Like what?
The intro part.
Just talking about going to get blueberries and it being December? Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
I also kind of like the chorus.
What do you like about the chorus?
I just like how it sounds.
Me too. Don't forget that you can stream and purchase the first volume of Songs My Kids Wrote. Those are the first 7 songs from the first season of Songs My Kids Wrote, and I'll be back next month with a new idea and a new song my kids wrote. And now, the world premiere of
You Smell Like Blueberries Muffins.
Off to the blueberry place, it's time to pick some yummy blue fruit. I get in the car, we drive there, but then there are no blueberries. You smell like blueberries muffins. I just love the smell. You smell like blueberries muffins. I can't really tell. I check my calendar and it's still December. Mommy wants to go to Giant, of course, so we can get blueberries. You smell like blueberries muffins. That's just how you smell. You smell like blueberries muffins. But mommy got a blueberry candle and some muffin mix. You smell like blueberries.
We went to get some blueberries, but they weren't there because it was December. So
that's
we went
just
to the store
how
to find some
and they were all
you
out.
You smell like blueberries.
Mommy went and bought a blueberry candle.
Smell like blueberries muffin.